We join together hearts and minds. And fundamentally, that's what Bodhi mind means. Heart and mind in a unity, unified, inseparable, undivided. Let's contemplate that. Undivided heart mind, that they're not two. How would that be to live that, to be that? How would that livingness express? How many ways in which would that livingness express? A unified heart mind, inseparable, undivided, not two. And are you finding that the longer we sit, course, the usual settling is happening, but are you finding that mind is emptying? That actually the livingness of this, the expression of this, is not mind at all. Is beyond concepts. Are you finding that naturally happening? Are you finding that the spontaneity of that expression and the purity and the truth in the moment of boding mind, heart mind, requires no name or label, can't be imagined? And that imagination has its place. It does. But if we really sit with it, the mind empties, gets bright, spacious, open, soft, gentle. And it just naturally does that. And that makes sense. The mind will come back in again and want it to make sense. But it does, because living from essence not divided within ourselves. True in the moment. There would have to be a blankness, an empty mind, an empty open heart. There would have to be. And so it naturally happens as we sit. And it might bring a smile to our face, or a smile in that mind that wants it all to make sense. Just a gentling and a smile. There are many verses in the Tao Te Ching that remind us that thinking is a tangle. And thus an entanglement, the whole set of them. And just the Tao Te Ching reminds us over and over again, just relax, be soft. The soft overcomes the hard. And that's that unity. That relaxing, that emptying. Feel that unity in this moment. And feel that when the mind is active and we are distracted or engaged, entangled, it's not a state of unity. It's not a condition of unity. So just feel that as it comes and goes. And rest. We experience an openness with that unity, with that essence, and therefore essence of being. Open, wide open. And so many qualities and essences within this openness, this bright, spacious, undulating openness. So much to be alive to within ourselves. So it has to be alive. Each moment, each moment. As we draw our sitting to a completion, we come back to a thought. What is the unity of heart, mind, of Bodhi mind? Have we been sitting in it for 25 minutes? Have we been present to essence and therefore essentially now, our own nowness, the only nowness that is, has to come from within each of us in any moment. There's no abstraction called the nowness. There's the genuineness of a moment, and therefore presence, essence, and so forth. And if that is so, and we are that, then we are in unity. We are in a unified state. We are whole, soft, open, vulnerable, and fearless at the same time. And simply present in its profundity that simplicity is. How marvelous. Love you all. Create your day.